Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the importance of supplicating in times of ease. As you know, dua and supplication is something which is very important in Islam. And in many places of the Holy Quran, we have been invited to supplicate to God. For example, in one very famous verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "Say, what store my Lord would set by you were it not for your supplication? But you impugned me and my advice, so that will continue to haunt you. Your Lord has said, call me and I will hear you. I will hear your supplications. Indeed, those who are disdainful of my worship will enter hell in utter humility." So supplication is very important. However, a lot of times we see that, you know, we supplicate to God in times of difficulties when we have a problem, but once we are happy and that difficulty has been removed for us and we feel a state of ease, we forget God and we forget to supplicate to Him. And this is wrong. In the Holy Quran, it's been mentioned that God said, when distress befalls man, he supplicates his Lord, turning to him penitently. Then, when he grants him a blessing from himself, he forgets that for which he had supplicated him before, and sets up equals to Allah that he may lead people astray from his way. Say, revel in your ingratitude for a while. Indeed, you are among the inmates of the fire, right? So we should always remember to supplicate towards God and pray to Him and make dua, even when we are, in a state of ease. And there's nothing, apparently, there's no problem. We're not in any difficulty. In this connection, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, "A believer must supplicate Allah in times of ease, the same way that he supplicates Allah in times of difficulty." It's also been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following. Of course, this is not related to supplication and dua. It's related to praising Allah and thanking Him. He said, "We praise and we thank Allah for the afflictions and problems that we are tried with, just as we praise Him and thank Him for the blessings and the grace that He has bestowed upon us. نَحْمَدَهُ عَلَىٰ بَلَائِهِ كَمَا نَحْمَدَهُ عَلَىٰ آلَائِهِ. This is a famous saying of Imam Ali, narrated in the Nahjul Balagha. Something similar to this is what we're talking about right now with respect to supplication and dua. The Prophet said, acquaint yourself with Allah in times of ease. This is a more comprehensive hadith. Acquaint yourself with Allah in times of ease, and Allah will acknowledge you in times of difficulty, right? So when we praise Allah and we thank Him or we pray to Him in these times, Allah remembers us in times of difficulties. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at supplicating to God in times of ease in the words of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.